Right, first one up to the batter's box, Toby Williams out of Gisborne. Toby, you guys know how to run an A&P show.
Yeah, we've got an absolute cracker up here, Jamie. Our committee, a bunch of volunteers, and gee, they do a good job. It's a real highlight on the calendar for us.
Well, I'm always, I broke my foot a few years ago, and the A&P Association up there had paid for my airfares to fly up there, and I couldn't go, and I've always promised to go back, but it coincides with a whole lot of stuff I'm involved with in October. But before I finish in this role, goodness knows when that'll be, Toby, I'm going up there, because half the population of sort of the Poverty Bay East Coast region goes through the gates. I think it's a wonderful stat.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge event. It's a massive day for farming and for our community, and it's really well supported. It's a great little event and really, really well run, and I'm proud to be part of it and be in the region and host such a great A&P show.
Now, there was a story on RNZ, Red Radio, as I affectionately call them, about farmers struggling with low prices for lamb, and it has been a real battle this year, and whether that would lead to increased land use change, i.e. planting more trees, and it's probably the last thing you guys need in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, definitely the last thing we need. And we have seen a real big slowdown with the forestry conditions the way they are currently. It's not very profitable to be harvesting your timber. And a lot of those cyclones actually destroyed a lot of the baby pine trees that have been planted on these farms that had sold. So we've seen a bit of a slowdown in our area, but, you know, you can't blame farmers for looking at alternatives with, you know, current pricing the way it is. And you've got a Climate Change Commission who's pretty hell-bent on planting more and more trees without any thought of what happens. So we need to see the government get the settings right on this, on the ETS, and how we look to reduce our emissions. And actually how we calculate our emissions is probably just as an important part of that too.
We're going to talk to Peter Newbold very shortly out of PGG Rights, and I've read his blurb that he sent me earlier this morning ahead of our chat shortly, and he's just saying basically it's really, really hard to shift or to sell sheep and beef farms at the moment. There's a big gap between vendor expectation and market reality.
Yeah, it is massive. And we're seeing that up here now. I mean, if you go back 2 years ago, our farms are selling at, you know, $16,000 to $18,000 a hectare. And that was driven by that forestry, by the carbon price. We saw the previous Labor government have a bit of a tutu with that and knocked confidence, and those prices have fallen pretty quickly. And now the level of debt you require, and the very unhelpful Reserve Bank, it's just pretty tough to be selling a sheep and beef farm. So if you got in and sold it, you know, you did really, really well. Maybe it's time you thought about putting that cash back in and helping some of these other farmers out, getting back into farming again, keeping them out of forestry.
Maybe Jeremy Rooks could do that, someone who got rich off selling a property to the carbon farmers, if he's listening.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get back into it, Jeremy. You know, you've got plenty of cash swimming in your bank account. No better time to invest in a sheep and beef farm.
Mind you, I think he's chewing through it, doing nothing on his lifestyle property. Anyhow, I did ask Jeremy to come onto the show today because I couldn't find anyone to comment about the Canterbury A&P show, and I thought, well, as a lifestyle farmer, a hobby farmer just out of Christchurch, he'd comment, but he was busy doing something else.
Yeah, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it? I lived in Christchurch for 11 years, and that show and that show week is at a real highlight, and it's a real kick in the guts for those Canterburyans.
Other things to chat to you about. You are no longer selling your wool at auction.
No, look, we've got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. I don't think that the current way we sell our wool, Jamie, is actually providing any value back to farmers. It provides value for those people who are buying it, the exporters and customers overseas and manufacturers. But, you know, the poor old farmers steadily going broke, and while we wore it with high meat pricing, you know, meat pricing's now losing money as well. So we need to draw a line in the sand somewhere here and think about how we do things differently.
What is the future for strong crossbred wool? Is there a future?
There's definitely a future. I think we need to look at how the companies that we've got operating at the moment, how we sell our wool and how we're dealing with that. Is it fit for purpose? You know, there's lots of cool innovation and things happening, but none of it's moving the needle to keep people.
Yeah, but a lot of these cool innovations are really good, and it's like the woman I met at Field Days who's making lipstick out of wool. There's so many uses for wool, but until we find a large-scale alternative use, like carpets or something like that, we will struggle, won't we?
Yeah, I think you're right, Jamie, and that's the real problem, is that we need to use that bulk of it up. But I think the other thing we need to look at is that, as you know, we hear is we've got too much wool, we're selling too much wool. But are we? I question the fact: are we actually selling too much wool, or are we just not marketing it correctly? You know, it's the world. We get told by our wool agents that people want our wool. It's bright white. It's good quality. It's got all the attributes they want. Unfortunately, they price it like it's, you know, some South American carpet. It's full of VM and colour and all sorts of other things. So we need to try and differentiate ourselves a little bit more in this market, and you know, and maybe take it out. You know, look at ways we can take it out of the market and sell direct to customers and things like that.
Hey, on a lighter note, Toby, I see that you or Federated Farmers or someone, these are just the notes that I've been giving, is hosting rugby and netball games against the parliamentary teams in Gisborne. You might better put a crash tackle or a big hit on Damien O'Connor.
Yeah, no, that's me. I'm all over this. So we're doing this, Jamie, to raise funds to donate fencing equipment to cyclone-affected farmers. So this is Federated Farmers' last big push at this, at looking after our farmers. And we're putting a fund together. We're going to buy a whole heap of posts and wire, and then we're going to set up a fund, and we're going to donate that all out the gate to farmers who are desperately trying to put their farms back together. And it's pretty hard at the moment, as we know we just talked about. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of a welcome boost for some cyclone-affected farmers in the Gisborne and Wairau region.
Good stuff. When are those parliamentary games on?
It's on the 25th of May at the Ngarrapa Club Rooms. Ngarrapa, little farming community in Gisborne, has got a really awesome...
Is that Kirky's old club?
Yeah, it is Kirky's old club, yeah. And we've actually got the great man. He's coming to be our forwards coach for the day. And we've got Andy Jefford, a former All Black.
Yeah.
He's coming to be our backs coach for the day and help manage our team. And actually, we've got a few of us from Federated Farmers. I'm playing. I've never played one game of rugby in my life.
YOLO, I mean, you're filling in for him today, filling the big gumboots of Wayne Langford, the president, Toby. He's always up for a game of footy.
Yeah, like YOLO, he's turning up. And we've got Richard McIntyre from our board as well, all playing. And then we've got Andrew Hoggart. He's switched teams this year. So the last time we ran this, he was playing for the farmers, but now he's playing for politicians. So he's going to get lined up for a bit of extra treatment too, I think.
Well, he's in the front row. So is old YOLO, Wayne Langford. There'll be a bit of lip going on between those two, I'd imagine.
Yeah, there certainly is. It's going to be a wonderful day. You know, we really encourage people, if you're in the Gisborne region, come down on the 25th of May. Come down and support it. It's a completely free event. We've got a post-match function for the players and some VIPs at the end of it. And we've had some great sponsorship from likes of Woolworths New Zealand. Just come on board, meaning we can just donate some tickets to farmers and have a really wonderful time off farm.
Well, good on you, Toby Williams, National Meat and Wool Chair for Federated Farmers. By the way, I reckon Ian Kirkpatrick could still pull on the rugby jersey. He's in such good nick and still be the best player on the paddock.
Well, I did ask him.
Good on you.
He had a bit of a chuckle.
Yeah, well, there you go. With him and Andy Jefford coaching, you're in good hands. Toby Williams, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jamie.